Okay, let's get right to it. I always look forward to these programs. Every Tuesday, I look forward to every program, and so many wonderful guests. David Oates has not only been a brilliant light in the firmament of alternative news and talk radio for a long time, decades, but he's been a friend, and not just of mine, but of you, even in absentia. He is a friend of all of us. Reverse speech is a friend of ours because it allows us to see and hear the truth. It's the ultimate lie detector test, as they say. Well, we don't say that often, but it is. It's fabulous. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? That was a very
nice
interview.
You always ask me that, and I'm not going to tell you anymore, darn it.
That's all right. Don't tell me. That was a nice introduction. Thank you very much. That was very nice of you.
It's the truth. Yeah. Now, you've been working in the realm of George Adamski and unmasking some of the biggest frauds in the field of the paranormal and ufology. And then we've gotten into some other areas that are just really very eclectic and interesting, like Dolly. Whatever happened to Dolly? Gone, but not forgotten.
What did happen to her?
I haven't heard a word. Nothing.
Interesting. Okay. No, I'm just curious. Well, this week I have been, well, of course, the Queen died. So obviously that's big news. So this week I have been doing reversals on the new King Charles. And
King Chuck. What's Chuck have to say? Yeah, what's he saying? What are his reversals saying?
Well, we'll play them to you, won't we? And so let me go start with Charles. Then we got some on Biden, and then we got some on Trump. So we're taking a break from UFOs this week, okay?
Okay.
And, in light of the death of the Queen,
David, if I might say one quick thing, and I said it earlier tonight, I don't believe you heard it, but this whole issue of ufology is so big. You're going to be working on this for a long time, off and on. I'm very glad you did and covered the Queen appropriately. So we'll find out about that. But I want to hear what Charles has to say. This is going to be very interesting. Good job. I didn't know you were doing this. So very good.
Yeah, but you're right about the whole 50 years old is going to take me a long time. I realize that. A couple of months ago, I'm going to be working on this for 2 or 3 years before I'm ready to write a book, because right now I have only questions. I have no answers at all. I know there's something going on. Reversals have proven that. I know it's something spiritual. Well, certainly the reversals seem to point that way. I know there's a few cons and frauds out there.
Yeah.
That's no surprise to anyone, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's start with the new King Charles. The first one. Look, I am going to play the first one. I think it's quite clear. Jeff Toth, doesn't think it's clear. So I apologize in advance if it's not. So here we go. This is a declaration, his proclamation, I believe.
A royal proclamation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry?
A royal proclamation.
Gentlemen. It is my most sorrowful duty to announce to you the death of my beloved mother, the Queen.
Okay. I'm hearing, give the bum, you all are dumb.
Give the bum, develop me. Give the bum, develop me. Give the bum, develop me.
That seems clear to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Play the reverse, please, one more time. I think I got something in there.
Give the bum, you all are dumb.
Queen. Give the bum, develop me. Give the bum, develop me. Give the bum, develop me.
Okay. The first three words are four words. Give her a bum.
Oh, I'll give her a bum, you all a dumb. Oh, okay.
Give the bum, give the bum.
Give the bum, give the bum. I hear that, yeah.
Give the bum, give the bum.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that makes it even worse. Okay, well, okay, so King
Charles... That's kind of, isn't that kind of disrespectful, David?
Yeah, more than kind of. It's rather disrespectful.
But it's there. Give her, it's there. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'll play it again for those who missed it. Give her a bum, you all a dumb.
Give the bum, give the bum. Give the bum, give the bum.
Yeah, that her is quite clear now. Now that you've pointed it out,
I think he's saying the second half. I think it's something like there's a D in there. D something. You're but, all the dumb. You're anyway. Okay. It's a mass.
It clear yeah.
The first all part right, is quite clear.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Let's move on to the next reversal. No, here we go. And look, I should tell people that I know what's coming up. I should tell people I'm actually a royalist. All right, in Australia, you have the royalist and the republican, and the Republicans obviously want to get rid of the monarchy. Okay, and right. Our new prime minister, I got a couple of verses on him too, is saying he's not going to call a referendum in the first term of office. So. But I'm a royalist. I think Australia should stay with the royal family. So there you go. That's my bias. So here we go.
In this purpose, I know that I shall be upheld by the affection and loyalty of the peoples whose sovereign I have been called upon to be.
Soul beat with this throne.
Soul beat with this throne.
Soul beat with his throne. He's
what is
got
what
the,
is the first
now.
What is the first word or two he says? Oh, what?
Soul, S-O-U-L. Soul okay. Beat this throne. I'll play it again.
Now there's another word in there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So it's like soul beat of this throne.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said with, actually. But... I'm hearing this throne, but anyway.
No, hey, this throne is correct. You're right.
Yeah.
It's soul,
oh, yeah.
But there's another word right after soul. And it sounds beat. Like beat.
Yeah, that's what I said. B-E-A-T. Yeah, you got it right. Yeah, soul
right.
Beat with this throne. All right.
Perfect.
My accent, which basically means he was made for it. You know, he's soul. You know, yes, I'm the. You know, my soul resonates with this. You know, it's in every fiber of my being. Okay. So
I wonder how he would have. I wonder what's the truth, David? Would he have been just as happy if she would have kicked off 20 years ago?
Not going to make any comment on that.
All right.
I'll let the reversals speak for themselves. I'll get into trouble no matter how I answer that.
I don't
want to
get you in trouble. No.
No, I have enough of it as it is now. Okay. This next reversal is interesting. The first words can be heard three or four different ways. The last word's quite clear. So, anyway, let's play it.
And that in the discharge of these duties, I will be guided by the council of their elected parliaments.
Okay, look, normally I wouldn't play this because of the first word's imprecise, but the second word's quite clear. I've got rush Satan. Some people's hearing trust Satan. Other people are hearing your Satan. So, but anyway, let's play it. I've got a rush Satan.
Rush Satan. Rush Satan.
Oh.
Rush Satan.
No, it's trust. I'm hearing
trust.
Trust. Yeah,
tea.
It is. I know. I heard it immediately. Trust Satan.
Trust Satan. Trust Satan. Trust Satan.
Well,
okay.
Looks like Chuck is in another satanic globalist in royal's clothing.
It looks that way. Yeah.
Sorry.
Trust Satan. You heard it. I didn't say it. All right. Now he talks about his lovely wife, the Queen Consort.
In all this, I am profoundly encouraged by the constant support of my beloved wife.
She rocked me, love.
She rocked me, love. She rocked me, love. She rocked me, love.
So, yeah, so I guess...
I hear...
Yeah?
I hear she rushed me, love.
Oh, she rushed me.
She rushed me, love. She rushed me, love. She rushed me, love.
I can hear the S.
Do you hear the S in there?
I do hear the S in there. I can hear that. I also hear a K. So that makes it a bit of a dubious.
Well, she rushed me, love. Was that? Is he good?
Yeah, well, I can hear she rushed me, love.
Is this going? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Play it again. Play it again.
Yeah. No, I can hear what you're hearing.
Rush me enough. She rushed me enough. She rushed me enough.
Yeah, it's one of
so
those.
So does this go back to the Diana death and?
Oh yeah, I could do a whole show on that alone. I mean,
she rushed right in, took over. I don't know, but that's. I think it is. She rushed me, love. Whatever that means.
Yep. Now this verse is quite clear. This next one here, there's no doubt over this one.
I understand that the law requires that I should, at my accession to the crown, take and subscribe the oath relating to the security of the Church of Scotland. I am ready to do so at this first opportunity.
The rule of that mud.
The rule of that mud. The rule of that mud. The rule of that mud.
So that's a bit like trust Satan.
It could be the second word is role, the role of that mud.
Oh, I'll play it again.
This first opportunity. The role of that.
Oh, yeah.
Mud. The role of that.
Either way, it means the same thing. I can hear
same
it.
Thing.
The rule of the role. Yeah.
Yeah.
It means the same thing. Yeah. Hang on, I can't read that Jeff notes here. Hang on, where are we? Oh, I see. Right, okay. I'm just reading Jeff's notes. Okay, here is the ceremony itself.
Three cheers for His Majesty the King! Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray! Hip, hip! Hooray! And then he says, and it's... At first, I thought it said, and it's so dumb. But that just says, and it's a dumb.
And it's the dumb. And it's the dumb. And it's the dumb.
And it's a dumb. In other words, it's a dumb little stupid ceremony, if you know what I mean.
Well, he got behind it and did it with a little gusto, so whatever.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so here he is again. Oh, my God. Oh, gee. Okay, all right. Look, all I do is document what I find. I don't make these up.
True.
I'm just seeing the next verse I'm about to play. That's my way I commented on that. So here we go.
Through all the years of her reign, the Queen, like so many generations of our family before her, found in the hills of this land and in the hearts of its people a haven and a home.
Her hoof will be my fart.
Her hoof will be my fart.
Her hoof will be my fart. Her hoof will be my fart.
Look, the only way I can interpret that, you think of a hoof of a horse, because the Queen loved horses. It's almost like he's been kicked in the bum and pushed to where he's supposed to be, and he ain't going to do a good job. That's kind of how
I
interpret
that's
that.
The second... use of bum, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Play the Satan one again, David, if you
will. Oh, sure. Yeah. Trust Satan.
And that in the discharge of these duties, I will be guided by the counsel of their elected parliaments.
trust Satan.
Trust Satan. Trust Satan. Trust Satan.
He's not going to be guided by the parliament. He's going to be guided by the man with the horns on his head.
Absolutely right. That's exactly what all the verses will say. And then, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Here we go. We've got one good one.
The title of Duke of Rothesay and the other Scottish titles which I've had the honour to carry for so long, I now pass to my eldest son, William.
Her line that is sovereign.
Her line that is sovereign.
Her line that is sovereign. Her line that is sovereign.
It goes down the line, Charles to his son, basically. And then here's Charles in Westminster. I don't know what speech this is. Anyway, here we go.
And the tangible connections to my darling late mother we see all around us, from the fountain in New Palace Yard.
Mum killed your law, damn it. I don't know what he means by killed your law, unless the Queen had more influence in politics than what the public's told. But anyway, there we go. There are all the verses I've got on Charles. As you can see, they're not good. They're actually quite bad. Trusting Satan, the rule of mud. What else was there? The fart reversal.
What did he kick? Kicked her in the bum. What was the other one? I can't remember.
Give the bum, you all are dumb. Yeah.
Give her the bum, wasn't it? Give her the bum.
Yeah, that's right. Give her the bum, you all are dumb. That's just disgusting.
I'm sorry for you. That hurts a royalist. Sorry.
I've been doing this stuff for so long now.
I know.
But yeah, I'm just letting anyone know I am a royalist. They had a referendum on the whole topic whether Australians should get rid of the monarchy. And when I lived in America, and the referendum lost, so we didn't get rid of the monarchy. So anyway, well, let's look at that. Let's look at Australia's Prime Minister next. This is our new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. And
this is a guy who has everything but a personality, right?
That's right. You got it. Okay, so here we go. Here's the full list.
Australian hearts go out to the people of the United Kingdom who mourn today, knowing they will feel they have lost part of what makes their nation whole.
And I shun this scum.
I shun this scum.
He's a Republican, okay? He's a well-known Republican.
He is.
That just absolutely I can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Then got this one.
This time of mourning will pass, but the deep respect and warm regard in which Australians have always held for Her Majesty will never fade. May she rest in eternal peace.
Damn their health.
Damn their health.
Damn their health.
There you go. That's the true reversal of having Albanese giving his condolences to the Queen. As you can see, his expressions are less than genuine.
He's all broken up, David. It's obvious.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Poor guy.
Oh, dear. So there you go. So it's amazing what you find behind the speech of people, isn't it? I mean, present one face to the public, and then there is who we really are and what we really feel. And that's where reverse speech comes in and comes right in. People get really upset at some of the reversals, I find, sometimes. I don't know. All right, let's look at Biden. Okay, changing topics. Are we due for a break? Not yet. No, all right.
You need a rest, do you?
Oh, no. Well, here's the rest of it. I'm just thinking, are we going to
We're about a minute away.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll start off with Biden. This is Biden in his famous speech with the red background. I don't know what they call it, the MAGA speech or the Nazi speech. Depends on which book and which page you read on Facebook. Here he is.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Jeez, he just described himself perfectly.
I know.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep. Hormone cons.
Hormone cons.
Hormone cons. Hormone cons.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Is he saying that some of his treatment is hormonal and it's conning the people? He described himself perfectly in the first reversal. It wasn't Trump, it was him. He did say MAGA, but it's him.
And then he said
hormones, con. So is he pulling off this con with the help of hormonal injections, among other things? And I would say that's rather a given.
I think that's exactly what that reversal means. He was all pumped up on the night, and then the next day he was all muddled and said, oh, gee, I didn't say that. And he looked all very confused when someone asked him about the MAGA speech. Idiot.
God. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I would like you, if you would, to play those two again of Biden. I think they're important.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, okay.
I mean, that first one, it was a perfect description of what he has done and is doing under the tutelage and control of whomever, probably Obama to a large degree. Anyway, hold on. We'll be right back with the amazing David Oates in a minute. Back with David Oates and the amazing world of reverse speech. If you would play the two Biden pieces again, because I honestly think his subconscious may be, I could say ratting him out, but his subconscious is simply telling the truth about what's going on and what he's doing.
Well, it's not the first time we've had reversals on Biden about taking...
No way. I agree. But these are two more, and I don't think he's talking. Let's see. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here's the forwards.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal.
You can stop right there. Too much of what's going on in this country today is not normal. Period.
That's right.
And talking about himself.
I know. I was just joking with someone yesterday about this very thing. It's just classic transference, classic cognitive dissonance is all I can think of. He's just in complete and utter and total denial.
Reverse projection. There are a lot of terms for it. Yes.
Projecting everything in this speech, it was just a total projection. So then he continues on and says this.
Represent an extremism.
Oh, you will. I missed the Donald Trump. Sorry. Here we go.
Republicans represent an extremism.
Missed it again.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Don't think so.
Joe Biden and the communists is what it should have said.
Yeah, I agree. Nice red background, Marines. Yeah. Marines parked either side. Hormones con.
Hormone sons.
Hormone sons.
Hormone sons.
Yeah, he's on hormones, no doubt.
And that's a plural cons. Hormones, period. Cons, period. That's what's going on.
He's on hormones and he's conning. What the public is seeing is not the real Joe Biden. The real Joe Biden is a bumbling, mumbling fool, to be quite honest. At least I in my opinion.
Well, there we go. I wonder what they tell him about the needles he's getting and what's in them.
Who knows? Love to be behind closed doors. All right, next reversal.
And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president. Not a president.
Illegal? Unelected?
But of all,
I've got a reversal about that coming up.
All America.
They deserve my crime in a muddle.
They deserve my crime in a muddle.
They deserve my crime in a muddle. They deserve my crime in a muddle.
Exactly. He's a criminal, and he's muddling and bumbling along. He just described himself perfectly. And they deserve, yeah, sure.
That's who he is. That's what his subconscious is all about. This is an evil SOB. This guy is bad. Bad.
They deserve my crime in a muddle. Here it is again.
But of all America, they deserve my crime in a muddle.
They deserve my crime in a muddle. They deserve my crime in a muddle.
They deserve my crime or me crime. They deserve me my crime in a muddle. He might as well have said off with their heads.
Yeah, might as well. I know. And then he says this next. What's happening? This is an opening. Huh. Why isn't that opening? All right, well, that's officially weird. All right, let's move on to the next one. This aren't opening.
Huh. And this is a nation.
The one I couldn't open says backwards, we nudge all the facts. But it wouldn't open. So.
In other words, we're lying.
Yeah, in other words, we're lying. Yeah, exactly right. Yes. It's a shame I couldn't play it. It was a good one. Oh, well.
And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency.
There he goes.
Yeah, another $48 billion to Ukraine. We don't believe in violence. 40 biosafety level 3 and 4 labs have been found in Ukraine already that were paid for by that guy and his alleged cronies. And it is all so grievously ugly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. The verse will sum it all up. The love jerk, get on.
Allow jerk, get on.
He's a love jerk. He's just a jerk and getting on. He's getting off.
I don't. Yeah, I can't. Now, play that one more time for me. My ears aren't working. I couldn't make that one out.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm hearing that as love jerk, get on.
Allow jerk, get on.
You can't hear that?
I think the first word sounds suspiciously like allows.
Oh, okay.
Allows so, something, get on, or something.
Allow jerk, get on.
Yeah.
I hear a V in there too, though, David. So the love may be in there. I don't know. Yeah, the guy's a mess. So what do we expect, right?
Yeah, sure. All right, next one. This one here. Okay.
We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation and death threats.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens.
Stealth, you shift the terror.
I'm not hearing shift, I'm hearing get.
Hang on. All right. Well, Jeff Knight said shift.
From their own fellow citizens.
It's shift.
Shift, yeah.
S-H-I-F-T.
Oh, yeah, I just heard it then. I just heard it then. Sorry, I just heard it on the slow screen. Hang on.
To their own lives.
Look, I should point something out here. People others do make comments on me. How come they're heard differently? And I would... If you do exactly the same thing, the little clips of forward speech like we do with reverse speech, you're also going to hear it differently as well. It's a phenomenon that's not just with reverse speech, it's with forward speech. And,
interesting.
Just a little bit more difficult with reverse speech because you don't have context after time. So, or right. The forwards is your context. A stealth, he shifts the terror.
From their own fellow citizens.
Stealth, period. He shifts the terror.
Yeah, well, that's what he's doing. He's shifting with
stealth,
around.
Of course.
Him onto something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Ah, now we come to the doozy. Oh, I love this one.
I haven't heard this speech before, David, and it's particularly repulsive to me. I'm sorry. I can't stand
you
the
haven't
guy,
heard
so.
The speech?
No.
It was a classic speech. Yeah, he was. Well, you saw the background of the speech, did you not?
Yeah, I certainly studied that, and I did hear one little clip of it, but he is so repugnant to our republic and our freedoms and our constitution. I really have trouble listening to the guy.
Yeah,
he's sickening.
But you want to hear this reversal? Here we go. This is a long one. But it's all there. Here's the forwards.
We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs in a clean energy economy. We're going to think big. We're going to make the 21st century another American century.
Oh, puke.
Okay, this is long, okay? I don't normally like them this long, but it's all there. You can't serve. Oh, you can't. He says a nice American accent. You can't serve. You lost. They scammed the inaugural. They scammed inaugural. You can't serve. You lost. They scammed inaugural.
Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural.
Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural. Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural.
You hear all of that?
Say it again for me one more time, please.
You can't serve. Okay, first, it's three sentences, okay?
Yeah, you can't serve, period. Yeah.
Period. You lost, period.
Period.
They scammed inaugural. Okay.
He's talking about himself again. His subconscious is admitting the whole thing.
Yeah, so he's admitting that they lost the election. That's what he's admitting.
He's illegal, illegitimate, unelected. He's a fraud, and his subconscious just said it.
That's exactly what the reversal means. Okay, listen carefully. You can't serve. You lost. They scammed inaugural.
American century. Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural.
Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural. Here's no surf, you know, the scammed inaugural.
Hear it that time.
I certainly did.
I know. There it is. There it is. Plain as day.
See, for all of you newcomers, this is, it may be a little quick, and you've got to get used to slowing your hearing process down a little bit. That's why David plays everything at three speeds. And if you listen, and listen for those consonants, they're the key.
Yeah,
the hard letters.
Yeah.
And
so there it is.
It's all there.
Yeah, there it is, the admission. I was quite amazed when I found that.
Good work, Dave. Only you could do that.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you've got a brilliant student out there or two, but that was a great catch.
Yeah, I can't remember who found that one, me or my students. I can't remember now.
Well, whoever found it, A+. Yeah. Great.
Yep. Okay. Next one.
That's where we need to focus our energy. Not in the past. Not on divisive culture wars, not on the politics of grievance, but on a future we can build together.
I suck off within, you will stab.
I suck off within, you will stab.
I suck off within, you will stab. I suck off within, you will stab.
I suck off within, period. You were stabbed.
Oh, you were stabbed. Oh, okay. Hang on.
I suck off within, you were stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
I suck off within, you were stabbed.
Oh, clear as day.
I suck off within, you were stabbed.
Clear as day. Yeah. Clear as day.
Americans were stabbed right in the back.
Yes, were. And he sucks off within. He doesn't care at all. He's just happy. And then he says this. Well, that one's not opening either. Well, what's going on? Well,
that's Satan weird. Is interfering here, David.
Hang on. Here it is. Sorry. No, I was opening the wrong file.
And that democracy must be defended. For democracy makes all these things possible.
See law, comma, scammed it.
See law scammed this.
See law scammed this. See law scammed this.
Oh, okay.
Try that.
See law scammed this.
I can go both ways on that one. The it or this means the same thing.
don't say that. Don't use that expression. Well, I can go both ways. Not in this time.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, just having a little fun here. All right.
I'll make sure I don't do that again. Okay, and here he is extolling the virtues of American democracy.
Democracy begins and will be preserved. And we, the people's habits of the heart and our character.
The crack on it.
There's grass on it.
In other words, democracy is crack, basically. You know, it's
Well, it might be crack cocaine, too.
Well, one of my students did suggest that when we found that reversal, and I said, I'm not making any comment on that. I will just play the reversal and see what happens.
Well, it's like the old ketchup line. Put enough ketchup on anything and it's tolerable. Same thing with crack, right? Oh, I don't know. Look, the guys, this is all insane. You're doing reversals on a classically demented alleged human being. And we're getting things still from his subconscious that seem to show that somehow his subconscious is not demented like his conscious speech. It's weird.
Yeah, he's a strange character. All right. We have enough time to play you some reversals on Trump's speech in answer to this one. Okay? So, now, Trump's in this campaign mode. So what does that tell you about the reversals, Jeff?
They're going to be 99.9% congruent.
Absolutely right. So here we go. For those who are new, Trump has a very interesting phenomenon. When he's on the campaign trail, his reversals are like he's God himself. When he's off the camp trail and in the office, they're not very good at all. So he has this dichotomy. Okay, so here's the first one.
Republicans in the MAGA movement are not the ones trying to undermine our democracy. We are the ones trying to save our democracy. Very simple. Very simple.
And here it says, offer service.
Offer service.
There you go.
I'm offering my service. I'm running. That's what I'm doing.
You got that right. Then we've got this one.
Jeez.
This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death.
Finance inaugural. In other words, he's getting his funds together. He's all ready for his second inaugural. Okay?
This is a flashback, David, of 7 years ago.
I know.
When we were doing this. We did, David was here. We did this for a year and a half during that campaign.
I know we did. Yeah, I know.
Then we've got this one.
The evil and malice of this demented persecution of you and me should be obvious to all, and it is. Even media companies that are pretty far left.
Service the Lamb.
Service the Lamb.
Service the Lamb. Service the Lamb.
Lamb, obviously referring to Jesus, I would imagine. That's the only thing I can think of. So very.
Or is he? Or is he? Is it two words? Serve us, the Lamb.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let's have a look.
The evil and malice of this that are pretty far left. Serve us, the Lamb.
Serve us, the Lamb. Serve us, the Lamb.
No, I'm not going to say what I would say. I can hear that in either modality, in either suggestion.
Yeah, yes. In other words, you're saying you can go both ways with that one. I'll say it for you. It's okay, David.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it again.
No. Right. You go ahead and say whatever you want. Come on. Hey, this is 7 years ago. This is Deja Vu. And I think somehow, when he's on the campaign trail, now all of you need to remember that those there and those who are watching are hearing his subconscious simultaneously with his forward speech. So it is completely convincing.
It
if he were lying subconsciously, you'd come away and you'd, that's bullshit.
That's
no, this guy somehow can focus.
Yep.
Both, I don't know, forward and reverse. How does he do it? I don't know.
I bet you this is. I'm about to make a comparison. I'm not comparing Trump with this person. I'm about to comparison with, but just as a comparison, I would like to bet you that Adolf Hitler's reversals were absolutely congruent too. That's why he was able to rally the American people and German people.
Was astonishing by any measure. He brought Germany out of the gutter within 2 or 3 years and had them as the giant on the planet, basically.
He did.
Extraordinary accomplishment, even if you hate him, whatever. Yep. You got to acknowledge that. 4 times on the cover of Time magazine.
Yeah, I know.
Including Man of the Year in 1938.
Anyway, so here's the next one on Trump.
For 6 years, the Radical Democrat Party, the rhinos, the media, and the deep state have tried relentlessly to stop me and you. First, they fabricated the Russia scam. You saw it was a total fabrication. Now they all admit it.
And he says, he makes a show a show.
He makes a show a show.
He makes a show a show.
He sure does.
Yeah. That's Trump. That's what he's doing. He's making a show a show. So there you go. And I think that's all I've got. I've got one more. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
30,000 emails. And what else did she do? Boom, with a hammer, smashed her phone systems to smithereens.
Offer sham.
Offer sham.
Offer sham. Oh, for sham.
Well, off her sham.
Oh, I think it's A-L-L-F-O-R.
A-L-L-F-O-R?
All for sham.
Oh.
Oh, for sham.
Oh, for sham. Oh, for sham.
I can hear that, too. Just depends.
You mean you can go
is.
Both ways with that one? Is that what you're trying to say, David?
I'm not going to say anything like that ever again on your show. So there you go, Jeff. That's what I found this week. So we'll get back to UFOs next week.
That was extraordinary. First, we get to see and hear the real creeper, Biden.
Uh-huh.
His own subconscious, even though his subconscious is currently entrapped in a dying body that is beyond immoral, and I won't go any further than that. And then we hear Trump, just like he was 7, 8 years ago, on the campaign trail, on the stump, telling great things to people, and somehow coming right through his subconscious is the same message, and people hear it both ways.
Hello?
Well, listen, that was really a splendid display of your prowess and reverse speech. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're most welcome.
Speak to you next week.
Okay. Take care.
Right. Bye. See ya.
Night. All right. I'm having a little fun there. Fun? What was that? I used to know about that. All right. We will be back tomorrow, and I hope that includes all of you. And that's Wednesday again. Mamma mia. Talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here. Take care.
All right.